101.7 WJFK.
Race fans have a new reason to get up early on Saturday morning. You're listening to In the Pits Racing Radio on Washington's talk superstation, WJFK.
You know, you got to love coming to the studio on Saturday morning, and your guests are standing out there with two pizzas.
That is awesome. I can tell you, I'm standing up in the parking lot. I look over, and two guys come out with flame shirts, two pizzas, a big box.
Yeah.
I'm loving this.
And the interesting thing is, this is not from some local little delivery place, you know, like, you know, Papa something or others and all that other junk.
Or Domino's.
They own the shop, Pizza Italia over there in Oxon Hill. Please welcome from Oxon Hill, Maryland, the driver of the 40 Willys, and, of course, the Whoopi car, Frank and Frankie Privatera. Good morning, guys.
Nice.
Good morning.
Hey, great to have you guys on the air. You've worked with us for years on the DC Auto Show, bringing out those fine pieces of machinery. And what I really like when we bring these cars into the DC Auto Show every year is, ladies and gentlemen, these are not your show cars.
No.
These are your race cars, you know. And the only thing they get to have fun at the DC Auto Show doing, as they just said to me, was taking a California duster to the car and cleaning the dust off for a week. But, you know, tell us how the Whoopi car came to be in your possession, Frank, and some of the stories about the old days of the Whoopi car. I know it's been out there for decades.
The Whoopi car started with Craig Hennigy back in 1971, actually August 11th.
My birthday.
Of 1971.
Wow.
Craig ran the car through the 70s and won track champion, I believe it was 75 and 76 at Bud's Creek and Colonial Beach.
So, for those of you that don't know what the Whoopi car is, why don't you tell us what kind of car, what powers it?
1948 Anglia, English Ford, powered by a 496, fuel injected on alcohol.
Essentially, back in the day, it was known as a gasser.
Yeah, right. A gasser.
Mm-hmm. And you do a lot of, tell us about how you're using the car these days.
Well, we run nostalgia drags. We just came back from Kentucky to the NHRA Nostalgia Nationals. We do all the nostalgia. We try to keep up with the nostalgia drags.
Now, your nostalgia drags, they're more than just an exhibition, aren't they? I mean, you're really out there to race.
Oh, we're out there to race. Yeah, we run off basically the only thing we're allowed to use is trans brake, no electronics, you know, basically just like we used to do back in the day.
And you've got all the safety features that you have from the racers today, right? It's just it's the older style cars.
Right. They have to be NHRA certified every 2 years. Everything has got to be certified in the car.
So basically what's really nostalgic about it is the power plant in the body.
Right.
And how cool the vibe is about it. Come on, those things.
Big
old cam, too.
But I'm just saying, it's not like you're going to go in there and find some rusted out roll cage from 1962, you know?
Well, it was interesting because last week we were at the NHRA National event. Of course, they do run Super Stock and Stock Automatic, Stock Eliminator, and everything else up there. And Brian and I, you know, of course, we're the older guys in the drag racing business on this show, and we just love sitting in the stands and watching the guys, the super stock guys, and even the stock guys just pulling the wheels first and second gear, and it really throws you back to the early days. I didn't realize that Englishtown opened in 65, and the first time I went there was in 67. That was when I turned 3. And
oh, wait a minute now.
But I raced there in 68.
Is that 23?
The 23, yeah.
23, man.
And you know, you've got to, I hang around with some nostalgia racing guys every once in a while. You guys put on one hell of a show. You know, I had a girlfriend back in the 60s whose uncle owned a 40 AA gasser. And I know you, Frankie, are driving that. I mean, you got to have big shoulders to take a beautiful car like out there and put it on a strip like that. I mean, what's it like to drive that 40 Willys?
Oh, it's an amazing experience. You know, I've grown up around the nostalgia culture, I would say. We were talking earlier. I started working on my first car when I was 4 years old, and it was a 32 Ford 3-window coupe. So being able to take a, you know, 1,100 horsepower 40 Willys coupe down the track in 8.5 seconds is a phenomenal experience.
That's flying.
Now, these guys over here, talking to Bob earlier, they're trying to get you to go left and right.
Yeah, absolutely. My father-in-law was on the program a couple weeks ago, Bud Moeller, and he and I have been doing some Skip Barber racing schools recently. So I've definitely been doing road racing, and My fear is that every time I hook a left, I'm thinking I'm going off the track on the return road, and I'm looking for the chute handles, you know?
Yeah, where's the Jersey wall, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
But you have intentions of going to Frank Hawley, right? Aren't you guys going to have a top alcohol funny car team here in the near future?
We're working on it. We're definitely seeking out some sponsors, and we're trying to set up the relationships now. I always joke around that, you know, I can be making martinis at the top end. I want to go faster. I'm definitely the speed demon of the family, so I definitely want to set things up to put myself in a position to make that happen. I would love to go alcohol racing and maybe fuel racing one day.
Well, you're going to bring Dad with you, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. He's my crew chief. There's no doubt about
it. Plus, he's the cook.
That's right.
You got to keep the crew happy, man.
Yeah. And when did this come about? I didn't, you know, you guys were doing, you know, I'm in here setting the show up, and you're out there talking to these guys. I didn't know you guys were even interested in doing alcohol racing. That's
I read on the website, Larry.
It's ambitious. You know, I'll tell you who I saw last week at Englishtown, a nice conversation with her was Bunny Burkett.
Oh, yeah.
And she broke her hip a few months ago, and she was really having a tough time getting around there, almost lifting her into the car to get her to drive the car. I mean, you know, how insane is that?
She's a racer.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, you know, you just don't step into Top Fuel in anything. You got to go the alcohol route. What kind of car are you going to race? Well, you know, tell me a little bit about, you know, your anticipated funny car debut.
Well, we're, you know, it's obviously it's a progression. We're running 850s now with the Willys and B Gas, and we have a new car that we hope to have done by the end of this year, which is another 48 Anglia, which will be running A Gas, so that'll be a 760 car.
Whoopie two.
Whoopie two. So the idea is to 850 to 760, do the Frank Hawley school. You know, we're all about safety. We're all about getting the right experience. You know, there's no let's just throw some money at it and get in the car and go hurt yourself.
You don't want to jump in over your head.
Absolutely not.
So the goal is like any type of racing, the
more time you spend in the seat, the better a driver you're going to be.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, with drag racing, you're talking 10 seconds at a time.
No, but I mean, you know, it, quite honestly, the progression as far as driving goes, you know, learn how to stage the car properly. And even if you're just going up from, let's say, super gas to super comp, you know, that one split second that you think is like nothing. Well, no, it's a completely different feel going 1 second faster in 1,300 feet.
You got to remember, we stay in the staging lanes, too. So it's seat time.
These things have such incredible acceleration. You know, from the stands, it looks like you're just aim and shoot. But you really have to fight sometimes to keep that thing straight, don't you?
Especially the whoopee car. It's a handful. It's a wheel stander, so it's on the back wheelie bars, a good part of the first gear.
How many horsepower in that car?
Probably about 850.
And what's the wheelbase?
Wheelbase, right. Yeah, absolutely.
That actual Anglia wheelbase is 91 inches, but that's been stretched just a very little bit, probably about 93 inches.
So it's about the length of, say, a Neon or something.
Yeah, it's on the back wheelie bars.
So it's like, you know, I think the craziest drag race, I'm sorry, Craig, the craziest drag race I've ever seen are the guys driving the Nitro Altereds. You know, I mean, this is a 90-inch wheelbase car with a blown and injected nitro motor in it. And the cars go into the sevens, and the guy's in an open cockpit, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's like a death wish.
You don't have any steering when you're on the wheelie bar.
That's right.
You just aim.
You just aim and hold on.
Hold on the throttle.
Now, how far will you guys travel this year?
We just went on our farthest race to Bowling Green, Kentucky, which was, you know, with the rig that we pull, it's about a 14-15-hour haul. Back and forth. We go to Indiana. We have races in Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia. So we travel quite a bit. We have, you know, 10, 12 events a season.
Those long hauls are a little different than the short ones to, say, MIR or something like that. It's almost a party atmosphere, isn't it?
That's a vacation.
Yeah, there you go.
That's why we try and have a lot of fun with it, and we do it as a family thing. You know, all of us go together, my mother, my fiancé. We have friends and family, so it's you have to make it a family event. Otherwise, you know, you'd be alone a lot.
Now I got to ask Frank Sr. Do you have a big pizza oven in the new trailer?
We're working on that. we're trying to see maybe if we could sell slices of pizza at the track to
I think that's
get
a great
some
idea.
Of the money back.
Help
you know?
Pay for the fuel, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
You
no.
know, to heck with the pizza, man. Sell your pasta fazool or something. My God.
Hey, pasta fazool. I left the ovens on just for you, Larry.
There you go.
Hey, now, where is Pizza Italia so that the pizza the hungry pizza eaters out there can have some pizza and help support your race team at the same time.
6308 Livingston Road, Oxon Hill, Maryland. It's Pizza Italia and Frank's Sports Bar.
And it's been there forever, isn't it?
30 years this year.
30 years this year.
That's amazing.
Wow. Wow.
Now, will you guys go to Henderson, North Carolina?
Yes, we will.
You will later in the year for
Yep.
That's interesting.
I know Nancy very well. We were there last year. We had a great time.
Johnny Rocca is not here with us today.
Johnny Rocca was with us last year.
Well, he's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame this year, so we're going to go down there. We're trying to talk to the station and letting us do a live show from there.
That'd be great. It is a great, great crowd. Beautiful event. Nancy does a beautiful job.
The atmosphere is really unlike any other event because you're driving, you know, probably 1,000 open-headed cars right down Main Street in this tiny little town in North Carolina at 7 in the morning, you know, and we're asking permission, and they're like, rev them up! You know, we had 8 or 9 cars lined up and did a little cackle fest with all the nostalgia drag cars there. It was a lot of fun.
Now, where will you guys race next for the local fans here?
Our next race is in Beaver Springs, Pennsylvania on July 12th and 13th. It's, you know, not too far away. It's about 3.5 hours from the D.C. metro area. And that's in conjunction with a car show in York, Pennsylvania. They do a 2-day York U.S. Nationals, and the race is actually held in Beaver Springs.
Right, that's the Hot Rod Reunion, base, or the Superstock Reunion, I suppose is what it's called.
Exactly.
I'm going to that event this year.
Yeah.
Everybody that was in drag racing in the 60s and in the 70s show up at this event at York. It's kind of a memorial thing.
So. A lot of Superstock cars, right?
Yeah, real good stuff.
And now we've got Frank and Frankie Privatera to root for.
Oh, always. Been rooting for him for years. A Whoopi car has been a legendary car. Appreciate you guys coming across the river this morning and bringing us pizza and everything else. And, you know, I'll tell you what.
We'll see him at the car show, right?
Oh, yeah. Of course we're going to see him at the car show. We're going to pump that up. They'll be back in between now and then.
More pizza.
Kevin O'Rourke is in Florida, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to have him on because he has done something none of us have ever been able to do before. We'll be right back in the pits, the fastest hour on your radio dial.
WJFK is live and local all day of every weekday. Crush it. When the junkies kick off your morning at 5, Chad and Oscar crack the mic for a marathon 5 hour middays with the Big O and Duke Show. And now at WJFK, it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Discover a familiar voice with a new spin on afternoons that fires off at 3. Plus, catch Jim Rome weeknights from 7 to 10. It's the live and local lineup found only here on Washington's Talk Superstation, 106.7 WJFK.